This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. The Seattle Thunderbirds and Regina Pats, in the midst of a great WHL championship presented by Rogers, will take you into the battle ahead of Game 5. It's a new ice age in Cranbrook. Kootenay Ice, under new management, President General Manager Matt Cockle will join us to discuss taking over the franchise and building it back up to past glory. And he was the first overall pick in last Thursday's WHL Bantam Draft, Caden Gooley, drafted by the Prince Albert Raiders. He'll join us to round out the show. The WHL Championship presented by Rogers is now a best of three. The Regina Pats and Seattle Thunderbirds have gone back and forth in a series that is living up to its billing. Wednesday night at the Showare Center in Kent, the T-Birds would even the series. A three-point game from Keegan Kolesar.
Niles goes blue line. Strands fires a shot in traffic. Kolesar, shot, score! Keegan Kolesar with his 11th of the postseason makes it 6-1 Seattle. Well, as you can tell, there's the horn. The T-Birds victorious here in Game 4, the final, Seattle 6. Regina won. With this victory, Seattle evens up this best of seven Western Hockey League Championship Series at two games apiece.
That was voice of the Thunderbirds, Tom Boyning, with the call on the Fan 1090 AM. T-Birds head coach Steve Konowalczyk liked his team after giving up the game's first goal.
You could tell they were ready to play at the start there. Pretty good start. Then they get the power play goal, but our guys didn't let up. I thought Enzer's line really stepped up, and that tenacious game, and had some good momentum shifts for us, and played a lot against Still, but I thought just guys were sticking to the game plan.
Keegan Kolesar, his best game of the championship series.
Just going more to the net, playing a heavier game, and taking pucks in the net tonight. Really thought our line showed up more than other nights, and that's why we had some success.
Konowalczyk liked his group from top to bottom in Game 4.
There's a lot of guys when you get a win in playoffs this far. Everybody has to play well, and to get one like that, I thought everybody really stepped up their game.
Now on the Regina Pats side, they're in good shape, knowing they will host Game 6 Sunday, and if necessary, a Game 7 Monday night back at the Brandt Center. Head coach and GM John Paddock after the Game 4 loss.
I thought we had a pretty good start playing there, and actually at one point the shots were 7-7, and we got whatever that would make, like about 12 after that. So we didn't keep playing, and they had their game going.
Pat's top scorer and WHL Player of the Year, Sam Steele, knows his team can respond.
Well, it's not the first adversity we've faced this playoffs, so, I don't think there's any momentum in playoffs, so we'll come with a fresh start on Friday, and we're going to bring our best game.
Now, the atmosphere has been electric in both cities. John Paddock has his team in Kent for the first time all year.
It's exciting. Like it's a little bit different crowd than our sellouts or Swift or Lethbridge. It's a little bit sort of livelier and much party as the game. So I thought it was an exciting atmosphere. It was lots of fun to be involved in it.
The winner of the WHL Championship is off to Windsor, Ontario for the MasterCard Memorial Cup, joining the host Spitfires, the Quebec champion St. John Sea Dogs, and either the Erie Otters or Mississauga Steelheads from the Ontario Hockey League.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Kootenay Ice already have a new look. With new ownership, new management, the Ice are looking to reestablish themselves in Cranbrook, the East Kootenays, and the WHL. I spoke with new president and general manager Matt Cockle.
This has to be a real exciting time for yourself and the organization here moving forward.
Yeah, I think my partner Greg and I, we couldn't be more excited about the opportunity. On a personal note, it's for me a chance to really blend some of my past experience in terms of business and hockey, two things I'm really passionate about, and had really an opportunity to work for some phenomenal organizations. So to have a chance to move to Cranbrook and engage the community and really look for a way to make this our own, meaning the communities, and it's really exciting.
Now, the history of this franchise with the Chenault family, this is quite the torch that's being passed over here.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that the Chenault legacy is you know, unprecedented, quite frankly, in terms of the impact they've had on junior hockey and the Western Hockey League. At the same time, we're going to be ourselves. So we're really coming in here and looking to have a fresh start. And we're going to be ourselves, and we're doing a lot of listening right now, of course, just trying to understand what the community in Cranbrook and East Kootenay would like to see. We've also got some great feedback from our players, and we're going to take all of that. You know, the reason we're getting into this is we want to provide a premier player experience and fan experience, and that's our mission.
Yeah, what are the steps, Matt, of pumping a little bit of life back in that Cranbrook market to make it, you know, make it flourish on and off the ice?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. I really think the most important thing we can do right now is, and I've said this a number of times, is to listen. You know, I'm moving here. This is a place for me that was born in Calgary, and moving back to this area, you know, just a little bit west, is really exciting for myself and my family. But we are coming in here, and certainly the community has some ideas in terms of things they like to see from a fan experience perspective, how they'd like to participate with the club. And, you know, I think for us, our job is really to try and enable as much participation as possible. And in order to do that, we have to really understand and listen to what's important to the community. And we've gotten some incredible feedback, quite frankly, early on, and some great ideas and suggestions in terms of what folks would like to see. So we're just kind of working through how to take all those great ideas and put it into practice.
Notice one of the first orders of business for the Ice franchise was a bit of a rebrand, a new logo, some different lettering here to try to freshen things up. Tell us the mindset on that, Matt.
Yeah, fresh start, fresh look, and part of moving forward is maybe having a bit of a different identity. And so we're really excited about it. And we hope the community is excited about it. We hope our players are excited about it. And it was exciting for us to be able to launch that just before the draft.
And a pretty exciting moment at the WHL Bantam Draft last week. I think you hope you get a franchise player with that second overall pick in Connor McLennan. Can you build around Connor and this draft class here for the future?
You know, I had an opportunity to spend during the transition here the last month or so leading up to the draft. So I was able to see all of the guys and spend some time with our staff. And I can tell you, we were really pleased with, Garnet did a great job, our director of scouting, and we were really pleased with the draft went. And most importantly for us, we feel some really, incredible athletes, that are part of our group here moving forward. And, we're excited to, you know, get them to Cranbrook, to get them to experience the community, for them to see the excitement that's here. And look forward to doing that in the near future.
You have some great exposure to a lot of different WHL markets in your playing days: Saskatoon, Seattle, Regina, Spokane. The WHL really is sort of one big family or brotherhood, if you want to call it that, here. How have the rest of the organizations, their management, reacted to yourself, Matt, and Greg coming into the league?
Very supportive. You know, I've really been, we've been quite humbled by the support that the league and the other clubs have extended and reached out. So it is a family, and while everybody is very competitive on the ice, very supportive off it, and we're really excited to work in partnership with the league, the other clubs, and most importantly, Cranbrook and the East Kootenay region.
Now, there has been some success of new ownership groups coming in, and I think we look at one right now in the Regina Pats right now playing for the Ed Chenault Cup. Maybe a bit of more of a rebuild, though, to do in Cranbrook with the Kootenay Ice here. Do you put a timeline on when you foresee returning to, you know, some of the past success the organization has had?
You know what? We're going to take some time, of course, and kind of evaluate everything. As I mentioned, our goal here is to provide a premier world-class player and fan experience, so that's our mission. I'm not going to put a timeline on when we think that we'll be able to get to the place that we're ultimately looking to do, and that's being a championship hockey club and a championship player and fan experience. But we're going to do things the right way, and sometimes doing things the right way requires patience and some resilience, and those are things that will be part of our fabric.
Well, exciting times ahead, no doubt, for the Oilers organization and yourself, Matt. Appreciate your time. Best of luck as you build things back up in Cranbrook here, and thanks for being a guest on WHL this week.
Okay, thank you very much.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
Back on Thursday, he went first overall to the Prince Albert Raiders in the 2017 WHL Bantam Draft. Caden Gooley out of Sherwood Park, a defenseman who no doubt was on the Raiders' radar with older brother Brendan that went through the system. But Caden, let's talk about this. A first overall selection. You got to be pretty proud about that, you and your family, about that selection from the Raiders.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I don't think it really mattered where I went, just as long as the team was really was happy to have me in the long run. So, yeah, it's obviously pretty awesome to go first overall, but didn't really matter too much, I guess.
Let's talk about your season. You played with Sherwood Park, the Sherwood Park Flyers, the Bantam AAA team. You also played with OHA this year, just down in the Okanagan here. So you've played at a high level already. How did your season go there with OHA in the 30 regular season games, then in some big tournaments as well?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. OHA was it was an awesome time. Being a first-year program, I thought they handled everything pretty great. We had awesome coaches. I learned a lot from them. Good experience, and I was happy to be a part of that team that year.
Caden, tell me about your game. You're a defenseman. The word is you skate well, just like your older brother as well. But tell me about what kind of player you are.
Two-way defenseman that likes to use his size and his strength to his advantage. I have a pretty good shot. I like to jump up in the rush. I can also lead it. Yeah, I'm pretty physical.
You went through a situation where you have an older brother that played in the WHL. We all know about your older brother, and in fact, he played some NHL games with Buffalo on a call-up basis this year. That's pretty neat as well. So how much of an inside edge was that for you to have a brother that went through that experience and you could prepare for it as well?
Yeah, he told me everything about the WHL. Told me all the guys are great. They treat you like loyalty in Prince Albert, so pretty awesome to be able to have someone kind of guide you through that way, I guess.
Now, your brother, I believe, was a third overall. So he goes third overall, you go first overall. Have you had a chance to kind of give him a jab about that?
Yeah. I remember when I was a bit younger, he was like, yeah, good luck going higher than me as a joke. And I joke about it now, but yeah, pretty funny.
Take me back to draft day. What were you doing, Caden? Were you paying attention watching the online stream, or take me back to Thursday?
There's a couple guys I was at school in science class, and there's a couple guys watching it on the live stream, and I just had it beside me on my phone, just on the website, and a little notification popped up on my Twitter, and it said congratulations to Caden Gooley going first overall. So I found out that way, and yeah, then everyone kind of came around me and said congratulations, that kind of stuff.
Well, it's a great story, and hopefully you have a long Western Hockey League career ahead of you in Prince Albert. Caden, first overall pick in the 2017 WHL Bantam Draft. Congratulations on that, and thanks for being our guest here on WHL This Week.
No, thank you for having me.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests, Matt Cockle and Caden Gooley. And let's watch what will be a great finish here in the WHL Championship. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.